buildings, characteristic of industrial towns in Germany and other parts of Central Europe at the time. The first of the factories made pipelines. The second one made nuclear power reactors. The parents of several of my friends used to work in those factories, some as engineers or managers, and one as a nuclear physicist. Pipelines and nuclear reactors were the gears that powered the German economy. They were the life force of Germany's industrial model. This was in the 1970s. Back then, Germany was the world's leading producer of nuclear plants and opted for nuclear power for its future energy needs. Pipelines, too, played an important role in German energy policy, especially after the first oil crisis in 1973. It was these pipelines that would later give Germany access to Norwegian oil and Russian gas. There was another strand of the German economic miracle that was prominent in the 1970s, that of the self-made entrepreneur. This era of entrepreneurship had started in the late 1940s and early 1950s, and it lasted approximately until German unification. Of all the entrepreneurs in Germany, Mülheim was the home of the country's most successful and most secretive. Karl Albrecht was the elder of two brothers who, in 1946, took over their mother's grocery store in the neighboring city of Essen. After the introduction of the Deutschmark in 1948, the two brothers invented a new retail concept, the discount store, with a limited range and very low prices. They called it Aldi, which stood for Albrecht Discount. By 1955, Aldi had already expanded to 100 stores in the home state of North Rhine-Westphalia. In 1961, the two brothers went their separate ways. The youngest brother, Theo, moved to the north of Essen, while Karl moved west to Mülheim, where he ran Aldi Süd. The Albrechts were the ghosts of our city, ever present with their stores, occasionally spotted, but mostly invisible. We all assumed that Karl lived locally, but nobody really knew for sure. Not only were the Albrecht family invisible to us, they were also invisible to the media and politicians. A local newspaper even went so far as to charter a plane to scour the neighborhoods where they suspected Karl Albrecht lived in an effort to find him. The Albrechts never gave interviews. By the time Karl died, at the age of 94 in 2014, he was not only the richest man in Germany and number 20 in the world, he had also never met a German chancellor in his lifetime. He, like much of his generation of entrepreneurs, did not owe his success to politics. The Aldi brothers and the heavy engineering companies I passed on my way to school could not be more different. But together, they made up the two pillars of the German economic miracle, the corporatist industrial and the entrepreneurial. Aldi is still there, but the entrepreneurialism it used to represent is gone. The two factories are also still there. Several of Germany's best-known industrial companies were founded in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Some are struggling. Higher energy costs have made industrial companies less competitive. The old Mannesmann pipeline factory is nowadays owned by Europipe, which supplied two of the oil pipelines that connect Germany with Norway. The other company used to be called Kraftwerksunion, a joint venture between Germany's two largest electrics companies, AEG and Siemens. Today, the plant is run by Siemens Energy. The company was briefly in the national news after Vladimir Putin reduced the output of gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline during the summer of 2022. A few months after he invaded Ukraine. Germany's Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, paid a visit to the Mülheim plant because he was desperate to get a gas turbine that was sitting there back to Russia so that the pipeline could resume operations. It reads like a story from a long time ago, but in the summer of 2022, Germany was still relying on Russian gas. The gas flows ended in late September 2022, with the explosion of the Nord Stream pipelines. The last of Germany's nuclear power stations went offline in April 2023.